This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The Boulder Police Oversight Panel will finally have new members. The Boulder City Council has approved 6 new positions and 4 alternates. The appointments were delayed due to an investigation into the panel's selection process. A complaint was filed claiming some of the candidates showed bias against Boulder Police. The panel gives the community a voice in overseeing police. Colorado seniors will benefit from a price cap on insulin. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on the latest data from the Department of Health and Human Services.
The $35 price cap on a monthly supply of insulin for seniors enrolled in Medicare goes into effect this year through the Inflation Reduction Act. More than 16,000 Medicare recipients in Colorado could have saved more than $500 a month if the program was in effect in 2020, that according to HHS. While the last Congress was able to agree on an insulin cap for seniors, Senate Democrats weren't able to get the cap to apply to most Americans after Republicans challenged its inclusion. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Metro Denver and most of northern Colorado will see highs in the teens today. The National Weather Service says a blast of cold air from further north will keep the weather cooler than usual through midweek. Frank Cooper is a meteorologist with the Weather Service.
We're ushering in this Arctic air that's being brought down through Canada and into the Central Plains, and we're getting some of that, which is why we'll be stuck in those freezing temperatures.
Colorado Springs and Pueblo residents will see highs in the 20s today. It'll be a little warmer in the mountains and Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 6:06.